Tonight, with Jazz FM, the Nomad Cinema presents a screening of Amy, the new documentary about the life and times, the troubled life and times, the music of Amy Winehouse, someone we all know and love in some way and have indulged and shared in her music. It's at the Royal Academy of Arts. If you're hoping to get along there, it's been sold out for a while, almost knew that it was going to be honest with you. And there'll be all sorts of things around the screening as well, like a Q&A with director Asif Kapadia. So if you are going along, lucky you, you've got yourself a ticket for a sold-out event, and there'll be some great live music down there as well, organised by Jazz FM. And tonight, Robin Phillips, a British jazz musician, will be performing there and enhancing the evening for you. And he joins me here on Jazz FM. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about the music of Amy Winehouse. She was with us for 27 years, a British phenomenon. She appealed to quite a wide range of people. What is it that was so enduring and lasting about the music of Amy, do you think?
Yeah, she certainly joined a very special club at 27 years old, and I don't think anyone would ever doubt her amazing amount of talent. But she did touch many different people in different areas, didn't she? Like, she was a style icon. She certainly didn't like to obey the rules, and some people really liked that about her. But you break her down to just a voice and a guitar, and you know, the quality was evident. I think you've also got that element of production. You know, she was very lucky to work with some great producers who gave her a sound that absolutely matched her own identity, at a time when people were looking for that sort of raw, look backward looking but still with a modern edge style of music. And I think people just loved it. I certainly did. I remember watching a live gig of hers with, you know, the two brass, and it was just edgy and dirty and not overproduced, and that, you know, that was amazing, and certainly that's why I enjoyed her music. But also, she really did have a dedication to the music, and, you know, and to jazz. Even though she was very much a pop artist, you can't take away her jazz credentials and obviously her love of it, that we saw through the songs that she chose to record and to redo and do her own versions of.
She was an R&B singer at heart, I suppose, but very much had the jazz phrasing, didn't she? So she was almost a jazz singer who was kind of getting away with it in the pop idiom. We've just heard Mr. Magic, her version, Grover Washington's Mr. Magic, which she's vocalised. She puts that jazz styling on many songs, from Valerie, the Zooton song, and we should talk about Moody's Mood for Love, another favourite of ours. And I believe you're going to be doing a performance of this tonight. What are you going to put into it to sort of give it a little Amy touch?
Yeah, well, when we were deciding what to do for this evening, you know, obviously you don't want to come and certainly being a male vocalist, do any sort of impression or impersonation of her. But certainly everyone there is going to be a fan of her, and if you're going to do any music, it's great to link it in. So we've chosen a selection of songs that she recorded. So some of them are jazz standards, some that we've done in our own way as a trio, and others we're just going to have we're going to approach it in a new way just for tonight, try and give it, you know, a bit of that Amy, bit of funky vibe. But certainly Moody's Mood, which she did, which, you know, as soon as you start thinking about approaching vocalese as a singer, which I've done a lot of over the last couple of years.
But let's explain vocalese to the uninitiated. You explain it for me because you're the musician.
Yeah, well, do you know, you can argue and have different ways of explaining it, but I've come to say that it is simply, I hope, the method of putting lyrics to a solo that was once improvised. So something started off as an improvised solo that was made in the moment by an instrumentalist, but afterwards the singer, the vocalist, learned how to sing that, which is a great thing to do as a singer, to learn the phrasing of an instrument, but in a way of engaging more with the audience, putting lyrics to it, but trying to choose lyrics that really explain the vibe and the emotion of what the instrumentalist was doing at the time. So this is Moody's Mood for Love, which of course came from I'm in the Mood for Love, James Moody's saxophone solo, which had lyrics put to it, and was recorded famously by King Pleasure, who was one of those great originators of the art form. And I was lucky enough to record it with the amazing vocalese specialist Anita Wardell last year.
Let's take a listen then, and thank you very much, Robin. We look forward to seeing you tonight down at the Royal Academy of Arts for the screening of Amy, performing some music for that and making it relevant for us. That's fantastic. This is Moody's Mood for Love with Robin and Anita Wardell.
Thanks.
Go, pretty baby, you are the soul who steps my control.
Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to, anything baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane, or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue sky. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you. Baby, come here and don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why, stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go and talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Yeah, there's a cloud up above us. Go on and let it rain. I'm sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, please let me love you and give me relief from this awful misery.
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? Won't you understand me? Come along and please pull yourself together. Do it soon. My soul's on fire. Come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet.
Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there. Promised land, maybe there we can find a good place to use a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without him, never knowing what love's about. Brandon Allen, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to. We're through.
In the Brandon Allen bit there, where it should be James Moody. Brilliant. Robin Phillips and Anita Wardell with Moody's Mood for Love from Sing Play for Pleasure. Robin's exploration of the music of the great vocalist singer King Pleasure. In just a moment, Mark Walker is here and he has the collection, 40 minutes of the finest jazz, blues and soul. That's after the news at 1 o'clock.
You've got all the guidebooks. You've brushed up on your...